Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present Only on the Weekends by Dean Atter, performed by Theo Solomon. Prologue. Present day. Matching combed out afros, matching nervous smiles, matching electric blue Agbadas, Dad and I are a matching pair. But Mum's not here. She can't be. Although I feel her like a gentle hand between my shoulder blades, I stand taller. It's go time, gentlemen, says Jem, Dad's once assistant, now producer. She taps me and Dad on our backs. Jem's jasmine perfume complements Dad's spicy cologne. I turn to her voice, signature black bob and red lipstick. She models an electric purple dress, one shoulder uncovered. Jem would look perfect on the red carpet beside Dad, but that's my role. Jem's purple dress makes me think of someone else I need to keep out of my mind right now. Smell the flowers. Blow out the candles. I inhale the present and exhale the past. Mac! Loud whispers Jem with the snap of her fingers. My cue to step onto the carpet and pose for the cameras, before Dad takes questions and I stand in his shadow. With Dad always a step ahead of me, there's little chance the cameras will pick up the shimmer of my blue eyeshadow or the bling of my earrings. Dad's ears aren't pierced. He doesn't need diamonds to shine. He marches ahead, ready to take on the world. I turn back to Jem and quiet whisper, matching outfits was cute when I was 10. But I'm almost 17. What would you rather wear? My red dashiki? I don't know, I reply. I pick up my pace as I spot Dad ahead. The reporter by his side turns to me instead of him. Weird. Macintosh, rumor has it that you and Finley are dating. You appear in multiple posts on his social media. There's even a hashtag for the two of you. Is it true? A microphone in my face. Through the flash of camera lights, Dad's eyes fix on me, wide. My 40-year-old father caught up in my teen drama. I can picture the clickbait headline, Director-in-law, director's son and lead actor's secret steamy love affair. I stifle a laugh. The reporter laughs along. Can we take that to mean the rumors are true? Jem moves in from the wings. She holds up her palms. These questions weren't authorized, since you have no questions about the film. Teju and his son, Mac, are done here. Thank you. Jem's thank you is polite but final. She has an authority all her own. I look away, relieved. This isn't my night. It's Dad's moment. It's not right that I steal his thunder with my own storm. This is a Tejamola Fadiyomi film premiere. 18 months ago. Part 1. Friends. September. Food Tech. Monday. Second period. I don't have a partner, but I'm happy to work alone. It's a new school year and my first food tech class. It's the only lesson I have without either of my best friends, Femi and Sim. Food Tech's the only elective class I couldn't convince either of them to pick. I tune out the noise of the room and read the recipe card Miss Rossi just slid in front of me. Vegetable samosas.
There's too much chatter at the back. Maz, please come up front. You can work with Mac.
I feel the heat rise through my neck and across my face when I hear Miss Rossi say my name. Because it sounds like working with me is Maz's punishment. Maz and I have never chatted before. But sometimes, I spot her walking home along Bow Road with her cousin, Kay. Karim. King of our year. The hottest boy in school. Captain of the basketball team. Polite. Handsome. Wholesome. Modest. Despite unbelievable beauty. Never a bully. Despite being strong and tall as a tree, hopefully the future love of my life. Is this my chance to discover more about this boy?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?